here, see if Dominican can put a little kink into their 5-0 record tonight. Dominican doing very well. Last night, you're going to have to hear on our stream later on, which will be available for download right on radio.dominican.edu, where you're tuned into. But with just 8 minutes to go, Simpson's on the court right now, warming up, taking some practice serves. And they've been looking good in practice so far. We'll see if their court reputation will show up tonight against DU's dancing over there on the sidelines. Should be very good. The Red Hawks look to continue their beginning streak, 5-0 in straight sets. Dominican wants to put a stop to that tonight. They don't want to be just another statistic here on radio.dominican.edu. They're taking their practice serves here on the baseline in front of us. Just 7 minutes and 30 seconds till the first serve of this ball game. Stuart Horn, DHX, with you tonight. And Dominican's also getting ready on the sidelines, getting pumped up. They know what they have to do tonight. It's going to take a huge effort to knock off these Red Hawks, who have such a hot start this year in the 2006 season.
That's right. You know that music indicates DHX. That means we're getting very close to DU volleyball. Now I can see the Penguins are really jumping around. They're really excited over there, aren't they? And rightfully so. I mean, this is night number two of conference play. We're not going to give away what happened last night, but hope that you'll be able to hang around. This is to the listeners now. You'll be able to hang around after this broadcast, and we are dead set on it. Dare we make a promise that we'll have it ready for upload tonight before midnight?
I think maybe we should. Maybe.
Okay, all right. We're going to promise, fans, since you probably tuned in last night and you were a little disappointed, as were we. Now, DHX and I were here last night. We did record the games because we were all set up. In fact, we started to get the pregame off the air, and all of a sudden the network died, and we didn't realize that there was scheduled network maintenance last night. Oops. Regardless, we got it taped,
and we're
going to upload that game from last night, tonight, and tonight's games all before midnight tonight. That's a lot of work, but we're committed, or at least we should be committed. Now, the Penguins all jumping around. I have a report on... Now, last night, Jenna Fussell did not play. She was out with strep throat. Oh, number 10, the senior, the veteran for Roger Goodwin. Roger Goodwin now in his fifth season, DHX. 5 times, Roger Goodwin. The Penguins have not won the championship. They've not gone all the way since 2001. Of course, Roger Goodwin taking over in 2002. So does Roger Goodwin have a lot to prove? Questionable. I would say yes. The Penguins have a very deep program with a lot of great freshmen as well on the way. And Jenna Fussell is out there practicing. So initially, last night, Jenna Fussell was not cleared from strep throat to be able to play this weekend at all. But Jesse Mazza, the head trainer here at DU, has given her the okay with 5 minutes and 15 seconds to go before the national anthem. Jenna Fussell out there taking some practice swats. And hopefully we'll see Fussell, the senior, tonight. I know that head coach Roger Goodwin plans on using her sparingly, if at all. Doesn't want to have any relapse on the part of Fussell. But Fussell was so anxious to get going again tonight that it's also always nice to see Fussell out there, the left side hitter from the front row. And so here we go. We are just about ready, a little over 4 minutes to go, as the 5-0 Red Hawks from Simpson University come into the house to take on the Penguins. Penguins, this is night number 2 of their CalPAC conference play. They had an extensive preseason, DHX, and I'm going to say one of the things about last night that struck me, Danny, was the serving of Amanda...
Yeah, Amanda Wagner.
Amanda Wagner, number 25, the veteran for Roger Goodwin. She was El Perfecto. She didn't miss a single serve. Now, Wagner does the running serve, which is really going to be required tonight, as the Red Hawks are likely to be a bit tougher squad than the Penguins faced from the Warriors last night without giving away the outcome of last night's game. Wagner didn't miss a single serve on that running serve where she jumps up behind baseline and then swats that thing as soon as it gets over the net, so much topspin, it bites very hard and drops down right to the center of the court. And it's like a curveball. It is like a curveball.
It is.
As soon as it loses that forward momentum, the side spin, the downward overspin, just brings the ball down into the middle of the court so quickly and rapidly with so much force. It's very tough, and it puts the Penguins in a very nice position offensively. And Wagner, we'll see if she can keep that up. I've never seen Wagner go all night with the jump serve without missing a single one. I talked to the coach, Roger Goodwin, just a few minutes ago about it, and that was definitely the buzz around the locker room last night. It was Wagner's tremendous serving last night, also with some great serving. Bridget Gangler last night, who serves a safe serve, they call it, flat-footed. But if you'll remember there, Danny, in Game 3, Gangler had about a 10-service run when the Penguins were trailing there in Game 3. And without giving away what happened in Game 3 too much, Gangler was also superb from beyond baseline. Our referees tonight, yes, sir,
for
Danny
this
Hogger?
Contest are Rick McGowan and Vince Hall calling this one.
Vince Hall, the number two ref. He'll be closest to us. Danny and I are at the 50-yard line, right splitting the court. We're looking right across at the grandstands. If you've been in the Conlon Center, then when you walk in, you'll notice the stands out on the left side are for the home side, and the stands out on the right side, they're not unfolded tonight, in fact. And that's where Danny and I are usually, as we usually are, in the opulent broadcasting area, high above, looking down, in fact, DHX, on the proceedings with under 2 minutes to go until the national anthem. We are delighted to have you with us, folks. Radio.Dominican.edu, back live on the air.
And we are.
DHX monitoring the situation to make sure the feed is clean and sweet. Both teams now headed back to the baseline as we're getting ready for the overhead announcements. No doubt by Brandon Davis, he is in the house, as most people are wondering. And I'm just going to give a rundown on the Red Hawks team. Their head coach is Melissa Church, and she is assisted by Valerie Heiner and Gary Hoffman. It's a big shout-out to the Simpson University fans out there from Redding, California, and no doubt worldwide, as the Red Hawks are now behind baseline. They're all lined up behind their baseline. They're going to start on the northern end of the Conlon Center. DHX is the Penguins now lining up on the southern end. And we'll go through the starting lineups as they are announced, because we don't have them circled on our rosters, but that's okay. And here are the overhead.
In your Dominican University of California Lady Penguins.
Oh, this is Brandon Davis on the overhead.
The starters for Simpson.
For the Red Hawks.
The roster for Simpson. Number one, Taylor Lucart.
Okay, Taylor Lucart.
Number two, Stacey Viss.
Oh, you can hear this overhead.
Number three, Kayla Comer. Number four, Sherry Spangler. Number five, Carissa Parr. Number six, Rosanna Woods. Number seven, Leah Reganato. Number eight, Kayla Corbett. Number nine, Angie Woodman. Number 10, Sarah Schuer. Number 11, Teddy Joe Sterling. Number 12, Brittany Baldwin. And number 16, Carly Bagshaw.
All right, folks, there are the starting lineups for the Simpson University Redhawks. And here are the
number
Penguins.
Number 1, Darcelle Sanders. Number 2, Rose Chavez. Number 3, Bridget Gangler. Number 4, Christy Roberts. Number 5, Allie Pence. Number 6, Amanda Dealey. Number 8, Zoe Bigala. Number 9, Ashley Wells. Number 10, Jenna Fussell. Number 11, Crystal Davis. Number 15, Maren Dermody. Number 25, Amanda Wagner. Number 40, Gabby Picora. Number 41, Laurel Grand. Number 45, Jacqueline Woodall. Correction on number 9, Ashley Wells is 7.
And all right.
The Penguins are coached by Roger Goodwin.
Yes, they are. Roger Goodwin. And let's see, DHX, if we can't conjure up a good win tonight. How about that?
Most definitely.
All right,
this will be a big one for the Penguins if they can pull this one off.
All right, both teams now circling the sides of their court with a low five under the net. I don't know if they're going to play the national anthem tonight.
Now that you think
DHX?
Of that, I don't know that they played it last night. I don't recall that.
All right, maybe.
But you'll have to wait on the broadcast. Maybe our listeners can let us know next time.
All right, maybe DHX will sing it for us. How about it?
I think it's time for the game.
All right.
I don't think we have time.
It's game time, fans. And Stuart Horn, DHX, with you live from the Conlon Center. Referees are just about to get in place. That one referee out there on the western side of the Conlon Center, he's climbing the ladder now. And Vince Hall, the number two ref, he is closest to us with his back to us. We are on the eastern wall just below all of the championship banners that DU has earned in the past 6 or 7 years. And with any luck at all, DHX, the Penguins will be on their way to another one of those championship banners for the Penguins. Ashley Wells starting with Marianne Dermody out there with Allie Pence. Also, Gabby Pecora, the much-hailed freshman who had a great night last night without giving too much away. Bridget Gangler out there, and also Zoe Begala. And so Dermody comes out as the game starts. It wasn't even 1 point played there, and Rochav as the libero players come in. For the Penguins, Wells to set with the side out, the Penguins to serve. They are off to our left, the southern end of the Conlin Center, and we're just about ready for CalPAC volleyball. As Roger Goodwin looks over to Ashley Wells, the veteran. Wells, last year had such a super year. She was a CalPAC setter of the month twice last year. Wells, a great veteran. And Wells now serves back right corner. Red Hawks field it cleanly with a nice bump and a set into the middle. Saved by Pence. Bumped up there by Wells. Now Pecora goes back row. Just a Hail Mary save. Good block by the Penguins. Pence now with a good save. Forward set by Wells. Over there to Pecora. And she puts it away right into the middle of the back row. DHX, the Penguins up 1-0.
And very nice play there. Pecora drives it deep and right in front of the baseline for the first point of the game.
Pecora, a digital art major. Pretty good stuff there. Wells with another set. A short set. Saved by diving Allie Pence. Now the Penguins back on offense. Slammed over by Begala. And it's tapped out of bounds by one of the Red Hawks right in the front row there. It looks like it was tapped out of bounds by Carly Bagshaw, the 5'10 liberal studies major out of Red Bluff. Now the Penguins up 2-0. They serve it up again, and a very good put away there. Overhand by Brittany Baldwin. She's at 5'10 out of Palo Cedro, California. She's a business administration major, and with the kill shot, the Penguins up 2-1, serving now for the Red Hawks. The Penguins now on offense. Gangler taps it over. Very simple dink. And out of bounds to the right. Oh, no, it hit the line. And a nice play there by Carly Bradshaw. Bradshaw, I thought she shanked it out of bounds, DHX. Two apiece now.
She hit that one so hard, I thought it was out for sure.
I did, too. The Penguins let it go. Back set now to Pecora. Goes back row. Red Hawks field it cleanly. Now the Penguins with back row. Rose Chavez. Back set by Wells. And now
Zoe Begala there just missed it. She tried to punch it over the net a little too close and not enough power.
Begala, the lefty, has that left elbow taped up. 3-2 Red Hawks, game one. And now Begala goes back left. Oh, it almost hits the ceiling, but the Red Hawks field it cleanly. No problem there. Brittany Baldwin knocks it over. The Penguins with a forward set. Pecora goes back row. Baldwin picks up the bump. A nice set for the Red Hawks, and now a two-touch. And the Penguins with the point, 3 apiece.
Tell you, that shot went right up to the roof. If that touches the ceiling, is that an out-of-bounds call?
No, it's not. In fact, here at the Conlin Center, the ceiling is live, DHX, and that's a good point you bring up.
Very good to know.
Okay, here's Pecora now, the freshman. She has been much talked about, Pecora, with a beautiful serve. She brought it into the back row, and the Red Hawks were unable to deal with it. 4-3 DU. Here's Pecora. She looks over at Roger Goodwin. Roger shows her, without showing the Red Hawks, where the serve should go, and she does take it back row to the same place, right in the center. A nice back set now, and the Penguins cannot field it cleanly as Bridget Gangler put the hands up trying to block it. It was a soft dink. It went off the top of her fingers and fell into the middle row. No Penguins around it. 4 up. Serving now is Carly Bagshaw. She goes back row. Chavez with a nice bump. Now a back set, and the Penguins can't field it. After a perfect back set, running in on it, DHX. Who hit that one?
That was Begala again.
Begala with the 2 flat on the kill there. And the Penguins trail 5-4. Here's Pence. Pence bashes it over, and it's out of play. Pence shanked it a little bit to the left, off the left side of her right hand, down that left line. 6-4, Red Hawks. Here's Bagshaw, serves it back left corner. Pecora with the bump. Wells with the forward set. And a nice kill shot for the Penguins. That was Pence again. Pence gets some nice jumps there. And here is trailing 6-5 the Penguins, Rose Chavez. the libero player, four-year libero player for the Penguins. Oh, Pence with a nice bump there, and Pecora just with a save, Hail Mary-type save. A great play there by the Redhawks. They're just playing beautifully right now. And Marin Dermody with the kill shot after the forward set by Wells. Dermody set up nicely. Dermody goes up there, you know, DHX, multiple piece movement on the way up, 6-all. Here is Chavez. Okay, now the back line judge has been moved out by the referees. Just back a little bit, so Rose Chavez from the right corner serves it up. Wells with a bump. Now Begala with a set. Pecora back corner, and the Penguins pick up the point. His diving for it was Brittany Baldwin. Penguins finally up 7-6. I believe that's the first time tonight. We're in game one, fans. Best of 5. Oh, hitting the tape on the serve, and then the
beautiful
kill shot by, it looked like Pence and Dermody went up at the same time. I'm sure it was Pence, though, as that would have been Dermody's left hand. Pence got so much on it. 8-6 DU, game one. Radio.Dominican.edu. Here's another serve boy. Rose Chavez serving beautifully. Very low over the net. Diving for it, Pecora. Back, a back bump over to Begala. She gets it over. Now the Redhawks with the with a nice bump. Oh, saved by Wells. Begala goes back back corner, and it's out of play. The point to the Redhawks. A very tight match so far, 8-7.
Very hotly contested with Rose Chavez there. The team looked a little more united in her serving, and we're going back.
Leah Reganato now to serve. Reganato at 5 foot out, 8. Now a forward set by Wells. Allie Pence goes back row, too deep out, as indicated by the back line judge. Score is tied at 8 apiece.
Penguins a little out of control. Ball's going long and wide.
You're right. They don't have that pinpoint accuracy yet. Uh-oh, this one's a little bit shy, as served up by Reganato into the net, hit the tape and rolled right down. Begala out. Coming in for the Penguins is Crystal Davis, the first we've heard of Davis tonight. Davis with a decent night last night. Begala over there to talk to Roger Goodwin. Begala the lefty, and we'll get into that in a little bit. Now the Penguins serve it up. Oh, and a masterful kill shot by Stacy Viss. Viss out of Modesto. She's a 5'9 communications major. Big shout out now to the Redhawks fans. 9 apiece fans from San Rafael, California. This one hits the tape. Saved by Pecora. Oh, over. Dinked up by Marin Dermody and out of bounds again. Dermody could not save that one. It just was rolling all over the tape. Dermody got too much right hand on that. The Penguins down now 10-9. Shout out to Dermody's folks. I know they were patient last night with our technical issues, but tonight, streaming beautifully. And Pecora dinks it into the front row, and that's what the Penguins need. Pecora with a sheepish look. She's out of Sonoma, the 5'10 freshman. And the Penguins tie it up again. Here's Allie Pence. Pence now into the middle. There were no Redhawks anywhere. Diving for it. Oh, brother. And Wells with a great block. Dinked into the middle. Pecora with a save. Forward set. Back over to Pecora by Wells. Hits the tape.
Beautiful.
Oh, and I think Pecora shanked that one, DHX, but the Penguins got lucky. It went over the net.
That's right. And two very good recovery plays by the Penguins, playing a little bit off their feet, able to find two good shots to score those.
11-10. Here's Pence. Pence goes middle row. Uh-oh. A problem there, but somehow the Redhawks save it. Now they just dink it back over to keep it alive. A back set to Dermody goes back, and I think it was touched by one of the Redhawks. Nope. And Dermody with another one, too flat and too deep. Dermody didn't get too much off the ground that time and whacked it all the way to the back wall. 11 up. Here's the serve now by Viss. Viss goes back row to Pence. Penguins so deep. Here's Pecora with a slammer. And Leah Reganato had nothing to do with that one. She dove for it and got a hand on it, but that's all. 12-11 DU.
Just waiting to get their composure here. They're a little out of control, a little too energetic. Maybe the reputation of the Redhawks precedes them, but we're waiting here to see them rally together for the first time.
Marin Dermody with a service point now. Oh, Dermody with a running killer serve. This one's out of bounds, and it's allowed to go out. It's touched by 7 last. 7 is Leah Reganato. She shanked it out of bounds. The Penguins... Oh, wait a minute. I thought that was Penguin Point, but it wasn't, in fact. 12 apiece now. Brittany Baldwin to serve, and the Penguins do pick up that point as Wells got it over the head and not ready for it was Sherry Spangler. And now coming back in place of Crystal Davis, is Begala. Begala's back in there with Gangler in the front row. And now the Redhawks, they just dink it over, having trouble with the serve from Rose Chavez. Now Pecora, she gets it over. A back set now by the Redhawks, and just an absolute slamming killer shot by Bagshaw. Nobody could field that one at all.
And Bagshaw, not to be rude or anything, she's got a little more size than the other girls, and you can tell she's got a lot more power, and she's bringing it to every shot she touches.
Oh, boy, you're not kidding. And now this service point by Kayla Comer. Comer whacks the top of the net. It had just enough on it to catch up in the tape and then fall over. 14-13, Red Hawks from Simpson University on top. Back set now to Picora. Goes back row, two flat, no touch. Penguins lose the point. Now they're down by two at the halfway mark of the game of game one, 15-13. Here's the next service point by Comer. Very solid. Now a nice forward set. It's chopped up there to Reganato. The Penguins can't handle it as Begala and Gangler go up for it. They miscued. Now the Penguins trail by three. Simpson University Redhawks in the house. They're 5-0 in conference. Uh-oh, and now an ace served up as Rose Chavez rolls over her shoulder, diving for it, 17-13. And now Roger Goodwin has called a timeout, DHX, and I don't think that's a bad idea as we've reached the first timeout of the night, fans, and the Penguins trail, 17-13.
And absolutely, what we've seen so far is quite the opposite of last night, where the Penguins are very composed and seem like hitting their marks every time, getting the ball exactly where they want it. So far, I'm thinking maybe they're a little roughed up by this record that comes in with the Redhawks, that 5-0. Maybe they're coming a little too excited because when they're hitting the ball, it's going long and wide, and they're just not communicating out there. A couple balls fell right in front of Allie Pence. Penguins got to unite this one. 25 seconds till we go back. The Penguins got to get it together here. Talk to each other out there and just control yourselves more. They're a little out of control. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Of course, head coach Roger Goodwin for the Penguins. He's assisted by John Engstrom. And Jeremy Wagner, our sports information director here at the Conlon Center, is, of course, Brandon Davis, and he is on hand as usual. All right, we're ready to get this one back underway now as the end of the timeout has come. 17-13, Penguins trailing in game one. And, of course, we're playing the best of five as usual. Conference game. And now there's been a stop in the action as...
Rick McCowan's having a discussion with Bagshaw, looks like. I don't know what's... the issue.
I don't know if Bagshaw is the team captain, but he was talking to her. Now we're ready to get back underway. Here's Comer with the serve. 17-13. Penguins trailing. Forward set. And Bridget Gangler with an absolutely masterful set by Wells. Gangler just killed it. And now Picora will serve for the Penguins as two game balls came at her at once. Here's Picora, the freshman. Oh, Picora goes back row. Ooh, that was... a very heavy serve. Bagshaw goes back row, and it's in. Hits the line, and the Penguin fans hate that. Rose Chavez wants to argue it, but the back judge did indicate that it hit the line, and from here, I believe it did. Oh, wait a minute. Hold it. They gave it to the Penguins?
It looks like they did now.
McCallum. Oh, okay. It was overridden, I think, by the number one referee. Penguins will take that. 17-15 now. Picora with another serve back left corner. It's fielded, and now a forward set. Slammed up there, saved by Allie Pence. Picora diving for it, front row. Oh, Pence with a great cross-court save. Forward set now by the Red Hawks, and it comes off of Bridget Gangler's hands and goes out of play. The Penguins lose that point. They're still down by three, 18-15, DHX.
Yeah, see, they're just scrambling all over the place so far.
Bagshaw with the serve now. She goes right to the middle. Picora, Gangler slams it right into the neck of Kayla Comer. Got their hands up there. Comer out of Red Bluff. She's at 5'7". She just put the hands up there to keep herself from getting nailed in the chin. Here's the service point by Rose Chavez, back row, 18-16 Penguins. Uh-oh, and a very poor set now by the Redhawks. It was going to be set up to Stacy Viss, but it was a poor set, and the Penguins with the point after Viss couldn't do anything with it. Penguins creeping back, 18-17. We're in game one of the best of five. And now Vince Hall, the number two referee, is having a word with Roger Goodwin. Hall back in place. Now we're ready to go. Here's Rose Chavez with a serve into the back left corner. Bagshaw with it, and Marin Dermody goes up for the block, but it comes off of Dermody's elbows and goes straight down. The Penguins lose that point, 19-17. And here comes the next serve by Leah Reganato. Or is it Reginato? No. Reginato coming out now. She'll be replaced by Teddy Joe Sturley, a 5'6" education major out of Quincy. Okay, and here is Sturley. Sturley goes into the middle. Pence. The bump by Wells. And now the smack over there by Pecora. Bagshaw with a set. Penguins now. Here's Pecora with a bump. A back set up to Begala with the left-handed killer. And DHX, there it is. Begala the lefty. Begala comes out after that kill shot. And it's given to the Penguins' number 11. That's Crystal Davis, the senior at 5'9". Davis now with a nice set. Oh, deep into the back row. And Marin Dermody bumps it over. Now she sets it. As the Penguins go back on offense, Pence goes back row. The set by the Red Hawks. Killed over now by Baldwin. The Penguins with the forward set. Allie Pence back corner. Oh, and it hits in just inside as Bagshaw let it go. 19 apiece, DHX.
Beautiful play there. Allie Pence is getting all over these balls there on the left side of the front line.
Here's the service point by Davis. 19 apiece. On defense now. Oh, Bagshaw. All she could do was come up with it. Now Wells with the block. The Penguins on offense. Forward set by Wells over to Pence. No, Pecora takes it back row, and it's swatted away by Teddy Joe Sturley. Sturley diving for it, and the Penguins back on top, 20-19.
And the momentum's definitely shifting now. A couple solid points for the Penguins. See if they keep this run going.
Davis 15 feet behind the baseline, and she serves it up 1 foot beyond the opposing baseline. The Penguins off to our left in game one, 20 up. Fans, every time the ball hits the floor in rally scoring, a point is scored. And Sherry Spangler with a serve. She goes too deep. So Spangler gives the Penguins the favor back. And Allie Pence now to serve. The Penguins on top by 121-20. And into the middle row. A very soft serve. Oh, a terrible back set. And that led Stacey Viss again. That's two in a row for Viss, DHX. She couldn't handle.
Yeah, they set it up for her, and she jumped in the completely other direction.
Yep. Here's the next service point by Allie Pence. Boy, this game is happening in rapid-fire succession. Oh, and Rose Chavez diving for it. Attempted pancake. Couldn't get the hand underneath. A point for the Red Hawks. 22-21. Serving up now, Stacey Viss. So let's see what Viss does. Back right corner. Viss goes all the way to the back row. Pence with the bump. Here's a forward set by Wells. Over to Pecora, top of the tape. Oh, doing the splits now was Baldwin. What a great play by Baldwin.
Excellent.
She did the splits and was able to field it. Marin Dermody after a two-touch as Wells tried to set it up to Dermody back style. Couldn't do it without a two-touch. It rolled from the left hand to the right. 22 up in game one. Radio.Dominican.edu. Viss with the serve. Viss goes back row to Chavez. Chavez with a big bump. Now Dermody with a softie. Oh, and it came in right behind Dermody as Baldwin was able to field that one very cleanly. Dermody tried to dink that one over, but nothing doing. 23-22, Penguins back on the losing side. Right now, Pecora with a big slam, but the Red Hawks were ready for it. Here's Bagshaw with a big kill. A great block there by Pecora. Back set to Dermody, slamming into the back row, and Marin puts it away. 23 up. And there's classic Dermody drifting to that right corner, the outside hitter. And Dermody, number 15, makes it 23 all. She will now be serving. She's about 10 feet behind the baseline. She throws it way up there. Dermody serves it to the back row beautifully. Oh, and the Penguins, Pecora. Pecora kills that one down as the bump by the Red Hawks was a little too deep, and it took it back onto the Penguins' side of the net. That was an error, 24-23 Penguins. Here's Dermody. Another nice serve, back row, Bagshaw with the bump. Here's a forward set to Bagshaw. Saved by Crystal Davis. Here's Wells with the bump. Dermody just to get it back over. Hits the tape, and it was out. Oh, and the Penguins got it. That's another break for the Penguins. That's two on the line, and a timeout now has been called by the Red Hawks. Coach, that is, let's see, that's Melissa Church, DHX, and she's called a full timeout.
All right, 25-23, the Penguins lead this one. Now rallying, the fans really getting into it the last 3 or 4 points. Some exciting series of play as Dermody drives a few home. Allie Pence is holding down the left line of the front, and the Penguins are holding off this rally of the Hawks. Now, can they close them out? They need 5 more points to finish off this second game. Tie it up 1-1. We're about to find out in just a few seconds.
Well, we're not going to tie it up 1-1. This is the first game.
Oh, absolutely.
DHX, you're getting a little bit ahead of yourself there, but we've come to the end of that timeout, and Marin Dermody to serve for the mighty Penguins. She gets it into the back row, and the Red Hawks field it cleanly. Oh, boy, what a slamming, fist-pounding kill shot from the right corner by Brittany Baldwin. Baldwin got a lot behind that one. She had some very nice hops. And Baldwin will serve now. The Penguins on top by one, 24 for the Redhawks, 25 to use. Here's Wells, dinks it into the middle, and a two-touch. That's another one on Wells. Wells, who's one of the best setters in the league, and she's picked up a couple of two-touches here late in the game, 25 all. Baldwin with the serve. The Penguins on defense. Pence with the bump. Here's the back set. Bridget Gangler, and Gangler missed it. She went up for the kill shot, DHX, and missed it. And the Penguins now trail by one very late. Rose Chavez with the dig. Chavez manages a save, but that's all. And now a dink shot by Wells out of play into the scoring table. And it's 27-25. The D's are trailing.
That timeout really turned that momentum around. Unfortunately, here comes another one to try and help the situation out.
I don't know. Roger Goodwin's called the timeout, and I think that actually might be a good idea because the Penguins just coughed up two very quickly there. And Roger Goodwin, so late in the game, 27-25, game to 30. He wants to slow it back down. You're right. There was a big change in momentum, and the Penguins were at the losing end of that. But now they're going to try and get it back as quickly as possible, DHX.
And they put the hands in the huddle. Hopefully some words of Roger Goodwin will inspire this team to close out this first game of the matchup. They've been looking pretty good, but, you know, little streaks have found them down in this game right now.
27-25, the Penguins trailing in game one. Getting ready to serve for the Red Hawks from Brittany Baldwin. And here's the set by Wells. Pecora with the big slam goes back row. The Redhawks are able to manage it. Leah Reganato now with a slam. A nice set there by the Redhawks. Here comes a very soft dink shot and a great play by Carly Bagshaw. Bagshaw went up that looked like she was going for an overhand kill, and at the last second dinked it to the point where there were no Penguins. 28-25, DU trailing. Here's the next serve by the Redhawks. Pecora with the bump. The forward set to Gangler. Gangler goes back row, but it's fielded by the Redhawks. Here goes Viss. She gets it back over. Wells tries to cream it on her own. Bagshaw, and Wells with the block. Check it. That was Gangler. The Penguins with the point, 28-26. Here's Begala to come in place of Davis. And the Penguins need a miracle of sorts. 28-26. They are on offense. Wells hits the net and gives up the point. The first unforced error on service by the veteran Wells. Are you kidding me? Game point. The serve now by Kayla Comer. Whistle blows. Comer goes over. Pence with the bump. Here's the set. Up to Begala, back row. Penguins with the point. They're hanging tough. 29-27. Another game point. Second game point. And the Penguins... Pecora with the service point. Pecora wears number 40, the freshman, her first year, obviously. Here's Pecora. She gets it over nicely. A poor bump. And the Penguins miss it. And that's the end of game one, 30-27. A very poor bump took it right over the net. Bridget Gangler tried to do something with it, but she couldn't do anything with it, DHX.
Unfortunately.
And it rolled right down, an unforced error. And at the end of game one, the Penguins trail 1-0.
Unforced and very costly error there to put the Penguins down. What they would have needed was four straight points. We're only able to get one. Begala gives the team some hope as they spike that one in to get 30-27. But that would be the last point the Penguins would score in this first game. The Redhawks looking very, very sharp. And the Penguins, for a while, looked like they were going to be able to pull this one off. But then they slumped, and they lost the lead. And once they lost that lead, they weren't to regain it. Unfortunately, the Penguins fall in a closely fought matchup in the first game.
Well, the Penguins needed a little bit of a miracle there. It seemed to me, DHX, that the momentum the entire game was going the way of the Redhawks from Simpson University. And you are listening to CalPAC Volleyball, Stuart Horn, Danny Hogger, DHX live from the Conlin Center. We're sitting up against the Eastern Wall way up here on our riser, looking down on center court as the Penguins in this, their second conference game of the season. Now the Redhawks from Simpson University down from Reading, about a five-hour drive. They're in town, and they're 5-0, DHX, in conference. Now, folks, if you missed last night's game, then you know there was a little trouble hearing it. Well, fear not, because we're going to have it available for you tonight before midnight at some point, both games. This game against the Redhawks, and last night's game against the Warriors from William Jessup University. The Warriors were in the house last night. DHX and I called that game live, and you'll be able to download it tonight. Apologize for that technical problem last night. We promise forever and ever, DHX, that will never, ever happen again.
Ooh, all right. Sounds good to me.
1:15 to go before we get game number two underway. And the Penguins trail this match, one love, to the Redhawks from Simpson University. Simpson very strong in game one there, DHX. Very strong. I don't think anybody expected Simpson to come in so tough, and they were masterful in game one.
They sure were. They looked good from start to finish. And runs, it looked like DU might be able to hold off and try and get that first game victory, but they just didn't have it going for the complete span of that 30-point series for the game.
All right, Roger Goodwin now is has turned his starting lineup for game number two over to the scoring table. Just a few seconds left till we get to game two. And I see Nate Rogoff from the men's basketball team is back there behind the end line. He might be working this game somehow. I'm not really sure what he's doing. Rogoff hanging around. He's a regular at the Conlin Center. You can't walk through the doors of the Conlin Center without seeing Rogoff in there lifting. And the referees are getting back in place. Both teams have switched sides as usual. The Penguins embraced over there on the right side. They're off to our right now, DHX. That's the northern end of the Conlin Center. And 2 seconds to go. There's the buzzer. And DHX and I will sit back now and bring you game two. The Penguins down one love. And serving it up for Simpson will be number three, Kayla Comer. Comer with a very nice game. Oh, the Penguins down the stretch there. I'm not sure what happened, but they absolutely fell apart. And before this game gets underway, it looks like Rose Chavez is going to enter the game in place. Just a technicality there of Bridget Gangler. You can't have a libero player start the game. But after the buzzer goes, then you can bring her into the game. Not sure what that's about. After 6 years, you think I'd know, but I don't. And here is Comer with the serve from the back right corner. Comer, very nice. Picora with the bump. The back set. Uh-oh. And now Jenna Fussell has entered the game, fans. A good old number 10, Fussell, the senior, and the Penguins with the first point of that game as it looked like the ball hit the far antenna. Penguins up 1-0. And here's Fussell, number 10, to serve. First we've heard of Fussell tonight. She didn't play last night because of strep throat. Spins the ball right from center, the center line, behind the baseline, and a nice set there. And the Penguins couldn't do anything with it.
Oh,
another pancake. And Fussell, what a pancake save by Rose Chavez. Bagshaw with a dink. The Penguins save it. Here's Pecora. She gets it over. A bump up and a set. Now the Redhawks goes over the top, and none of the Penguins touched it. It looked like it was deep, and the Penguins with the point. 2-0. That's what the Penguins need. Nice out of the gate. Here's Fussell with the next service. Fussell gets it over into the front, just beyond the front row. A big set now over the Redhawks. The Redhawks, I don't think they've had any two touches tonight. The Penguins with several. Here's Pecora with a slammer. Bagshaw caught that one right against her right cheek, DHX. It kind of bounced off her cheek and down. And Bagshaw now retreats over to the right corner. Here's Fuss with the next serve. Penguins up 3-0. And now a back set to Bagshaw. And Bagshaw comes up. And Bagshaw, as DHX mentioned before, so much power from the right corner. Bagshaw comes around, smokes it into the outstretched arms of Pecora. She couldn't do anything with it. Here it is from Bagshaw. The service point. Fussell with the bump. Now a back set to Dermody. Goes back row. Dermody with a killer. As Bagshaw dove for it. Nothing doing there. Dermody blasted out of a rocket there. That was a beautiful play. Dermody out now. Bridget Gangler in. Check it. Dermody behind the back row. As Gangler came in for Davis? Not sure. 4-1 DU. Uh-oh. And then a very poor bump into the net by the Redhawks, and the Penguins pick up another 5-1. That's how you want to start, as Dermody will now serve again. She gets the game ball. Very quickly, this game gets going. Dermody way behind the baseline. She goes with the runner, jumps up, kills it over. Very nice, and missed it to the right. She shanked the serve. Dermody looking for that back right corner, and it was about 3 feet wide of that back right corner. Came off the side of her hands a little too much. It wasn't much on it either. I think that was a shank, DHX. Now behind the baseline on the southern end is Teddy Joe Sterley. Sterley came in halfway through game one. A forward set to Pecora. Pecora goes into the front row. Is tried to be blocked there by Sherry Spangler with the attempted block. Came off the arms of Spangler into Brandon Davis. And the scoring table 6-2. DU. Jesse Mazza is in the house, fans. Amanda Wagner coming in place of the Penguins' number 11, Crystal Davis. Wagner with a beautiful night last night serving. Here's Wells with the runner. Wells with the serve. Penguins 6-2. Oh, and then a missed opportunity by Viss. She actually missed the spike there. DHX came off of her fingers and dinked. Oh, the Penguins with the point. She hit the net. Boy, that's lucky. Here's Wells, 7-2 DU. Wells, up.
Oh.
The put back there by Gengler, but somehow the Redhawks saved it. Here's the bump, a poor bump by Wagner, but Pecora saved it. Now it's set over to Viss, and now Wagner's into the net. Oh, Wagner with a brilliant save. I thought she hit the net, and now the Redhawks have called a timeout there.
Great start for the Penguins. 8-2 is the score, and everything they were missing in the first game are hitting it right now. Redhawks flying all over the place, looking like they're switching positions a lot because the Penguins are keeping them on their heels. Or their claws, you might say, but the Penguins are really rallying right now, in the right spots, making good blocks at the front net, really saving the back from having to work too much here opening up. And it's 8-2 early on in the second game. Penguins coming out with some fire that they didn't have in that first game.
8-2 in that first game, the Redhawks swooped down and snagged the Penguins, took them back to the nets. But now, in game two, the Redhawks have sort of laid an egg in the opening. 8-2, Penguins back on top, and we're back underway as Wells has the set. Wells now gets it over, and the ball drops in front of Gengler. And now the Redhawks with a little momentum shift, 8-3, after that timeout was called by the Redhawks. Here's the service point by Spangler. She gets it up. Oh, brother, and Bridget Gengler with a great spike down over the front row. But she put a lot of topspin on that one, DHX, after a fine set by Wells, and the Penguins' Pecora will serve it up, 9-3 DU. Game two, Penguins trailing, 1-love in games. Oh, back left, and a nice ace there by Pecora, who put it just inside the back left corner, and the Redhawks let it go, 10-3. See what Pecora does now. She's right in the center of the back line. Now she drifts over to the left a little bit. She serves it up nicely. And here is the Redhawks. A nice forward set to Fussell with a killer. Fussell inbounds, and the Penguins take it cross court. Fussell puts it down, a veteran spike.
Penguins looking very good. Jenna Fussell making a huge impact with her first game back this year.
That's right. That was her first kill shot there. Davis getting ready to come back in. Pecora now takes it back left corner. She serves it into the arms of Bagshaw. And Rose Chavez, after a nice spike by the Redhawks. Here goes Fussell. Fussell kills it. Uh-oh, and Wells with a save. Now Wagner with a nice little bump into the middle. Diving for it. Redhawks are all over the place. Bagshaw goes to the middle. Chavez with a bump. A nice set by Wells. Uh-oh, Wagner goes cross court. The Penguins pick it up. Redhawks have it. Now Bagshaw middle. Pecora with the bump. Forward set. Over to Gengler into the middle. Redhawks have it. The longest rally of the night. Pecora with the bump. Here's the set by Chavez. Now Gengler into the middle. And it's still going on. DHX into the back.
Oh.
And it lands in, and the Redhawks pick it up. That had to be about a 30 bump point right there. What a rally that was. 11-4 DU.
I'd say so. And Reginato finally puts it home after that long rally. Just one hand out right into the middle.
It was a bunch of off-balance hits over and over. Nobody really took control of that point. Uh-oh, and the Penguins, poor communication. After the bump came off of Gengler, 11-5 now. A little change in momentum, a whistle blows. And here comes the next service point by Viss. Here's Fussell, back set, Wagner, back corner, out. Cool. Wagner spiked it down, and it was indicated out by the sidelinesman. 11-6, Viss with the next serve. Whistles blow, we're going back right corner. She serves it over to Chavez with the forward bump. Here's Fussell, back row, too deep. Fussell missed it. 11-7 all of a sudden. Roger Goodwin up on his feet. Goodwin is a... I thought Goodwin's about to call a timeout there, but no. Here's Viss, back row, Fussell with the bump. Here's a back set. Gengler picks it up. Here's Bagshaw. Now the smoke from Comer. Comer puts it over very hard. Penguins pick it up. They're ready for it. Viss with a nice save. Rolls off the top. Now it's dinked. Now the Penguins up with it. And here's Pecora, but a two-touch by Wells. It was a poor bump, and Wells had to reach down with the two hands in order to set it.
I think we might see a timeout coming soon because a series of errors by the Penguins. They look like they're not composed out there.
Viss has got to be getting tired by all these serves. And now a dink by Gengler. Now Viss. She comes in. Saved by Wells. Smashed over by Fussell. Hits the floor. and the point to the Penguins, and Dermody's going to come in place of Gangler, and finally DHX. The Penguins pick up a point after a 5-point run here. Chavez from the back left corner. Chavez knocks it over with a fine serve, flat-footed. Here's Bagshaw, dink move. Wells moves in to take it. Here's Wells, goes back row. Red Hawks on it. Now it backs out. Uh-oh, Bagshaw had nothing doing. Bagshaw tried to get it over and almost fell down doing so. Couldn't do it. 13-8 Penguins. And here's Chavez from the back left corner. There's the whistle. Rose Chavez goes back corner. It's fielded by Viss. Viss gets it over there to Baldwin. Baldwin knocks it over. Now the bump by Wagner. The kill by Fussell. Fussell cross court. Fussell takes it deep. The Penguins go up 14-8.
And Fussell has a knack. When she gets above the net, she can place that ball anywhere she likes. Very precise, and it's making a big impact.
The veteran Fussell. Now Chavez with another service point. The Penguins, the ball got held up on the tape at the top, and a two-touch called against Bagshaw. The Penguins with the point. Wow, a two-touch as both defensive units went up and held it right above the net. Chavez now back corner with the service point, 15-8. Oh, boy, what a killing shot by Baldwin. And somehow the Penguins save it. Here is Wagner. Now Baldwin with the save. Red Hawks still alive. Now they bump it over to the corner. Oh, and the Penguins let it fall. Wells told Wagner to let it go as Wagner had an eye on it. Roger Goodwin comes up on his feet again, 15-9. Penguins are not comfortable, not even close. Here's the serve by Baldwin. She goes back row. Chavez with the bump. Wells with the set. Wagner knocks it over. Oh, the Penguins with some great defense. That was Fussell and Marin Dermody with the save. Nothing doing. The Redhawks batted out of play too deep. Here's Wagner with the serve. Wagner was perfect last night. DHX with the running droppers. Yes, again.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful serve. Oh. Just barely cleared the net. And as soon as it did, it dropped. And there was no one getting a hand on that one.
Massive topspin. That thing just bit right over the net, 17-9. Wagner with another serve, number 25 back there in her second year for Roger Goodwin. Another perfect serve. Oh, and a great play there by the Penguins. Bagshaw with a very quick volley, 11, check it, 18-9. And Wagner will serve again. She's about 10, 12 feet behind baseline, just to the right of center. Another service point. Oh, she almost had it too deep. But wisely, the Red Hawks field it. They go back corner. Pecora fields it and lets it go. 19-9. Now the DU's with a momentum shift. And a timeout has been called by the head coach of the visiting Red Hawks. That's Melissa Church. And you are listening to CalPAC Volleyball on radio. .Dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, DHX, live with you from the Conlin Center. Danny. This has been a crazy start.
It sure has, and now the Penguins, again, they're looking very streaky tonight, and certain times they look like the team we saw last night, who did absolutely fabulous, and certain times the Redhawks are just totally taking advantage, but right now, the front line, especially Wells and Germany, really playing above the net, and Amanda Wagner's serves are simply hard to return and get a good base off of to come back. So the Penguins now find themselves up 10 points, 19-9, definitely the largest lead of the night. See if they can keep rallying under Wagner's serve.
Speaking of Wagner, here she is, folks. Perfect last night. Wagner with another perfect serve. Wagner serving as well as anybody in the CalPAC, diving for it. Pecora with a masterful save. Now over to Fussell. Uh-oh, I think that's four hits.
Sure is.
It sure was. The Penguins, well, Fussell there, said it twice. Hoping the referees wouldn't notice the four hits, but DHX, when I notice them, I got to believe the referees notice them too. 19-10 now, and now serving for the Red Hawks is number three. That's Comer. Oh, Dermody. Dermody with the cannon from the right corner, and she hit it cross court diagonally and put it down. She almost put a mark in the floor of the Conlin Center. Fussell now, the senior number 10, spins the ball, 20-10. The Penguins on top in game two. They're trailing in games one love. And now the Penguins back on offense. Here's Fussell. Knocks it into the back row. It's fielded pretty cleanly by the Redhawks. And now touched. Oh, it is palmed by Comer. Comer held the ball too long, and the Penguins with the point. They're up 21-10 in game two. So wonder if the Penguins have managed to expose a weakness in the Red Hawks defense. We'll find out. Here's Bagshaw. Bagshaw with another killer. Bagshaw with a bump now, diving for it. One of the Red Hawks almost knocked it away. The Penguins now. Here's the back set. Over to Dermody. Dermody slams it across. Davis now with the bump. Here's the set by Wells. Pecora has it, and it goes off of the net. And the Penguins let it go. I guess Wells touched it, Danny.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a confusing play. It hit off the net, and they decided not to play it further, but it went right on their side out of bounds. So
21-11. I'm not sure why. Bagshaw with the serve, though. Rose Chavez with the bump. Here's the set by Wells. Now Fussell goes back row way too deep. Fussell came running in from the back row to the middle and just caught it a little too low on the arm. 21-12 now, game two. And the Penguins do not want to let this one slip away. This service by Bagshaw, who's really been the force for this Red Hawks team. Bagshaw playing every point of the game. I don't think she's been yanked yet. Here's Marin Dermody to serve. The Penguins with a 10-point lead. Dermody needs to get this one down. Dermody behind baseline with the runner. Very high. A nice serve into the back right corner. It's set up by the Red Hawks. Now they put it down, and it gets just out of play as Fussell wisely let it go. DHX about a foot outside of that right-hand margin.
Good eye by her teammates to call it out.
23-12, Marin Dermody, the veteran, to serve. Dermody running up toward the line. She gets another beautiful serve down. Boy, the Penguins serving those runners so nicely. Now Davis with the bump set. Now Wells knocks it over, but the Red Hawks were ready for it. And the killer goes down by number two, Stacy Viss, the 5'9 comm major out of Modesto. And what a killer that was, 23-13. The Penguins maintain that 10-point margin. Now to serve. For the Red Hawks is Leah Reganato, the 5'8 business admin major. And she serves it up nicely. The set over there to Pecora. Pecora with a slammer. She comes in from out of play, DHX, and rips it down the left side from the left corner, 24-13, and Wells to serve. Here's Wells now. Wells with a jumper. Pretty nice there. Ooh, and just saving it. At least I thought she was saving it. It was a good try by Kayla Comer. Comer, however, diving for it, and it went out of play, 25-13. The Penguins nowhere near to being comfortable yet. And just as I say that, the kiss of death as Ashley Wells with the service point very deep goes out of play, 25-14, 11 up Penguins. Here's the service point now by Spangler. Spangler goes back row, a perfect set to Gangler from Wells. Gangler's there. Oh, and Gangler tried to catch it on the way back. As the Red Hawks put it right into her hands, there's nothing she could do. No other Penguins were around, 25-15.
And let's see if they continue. There's 2 points in a row. Got to stop this run. Penguins got to rally right here.
Spangler with a nice serve. Pecora with the bumper. And now trying to save it was Gangler. And that one goes out of play, 25-16. The Penguins by nine. And you're right, DHX. They need to slow down this little rally the Red Hawks have going. Spangler now back row. Pecora with a poor bump. Pecora does almost nothing poorly, but that one she did. And now I think Gangler was involved in that attempted block along with Amanda Wagner, and it goes out of play, 25-17. For those of you at home biting your nails, we are too here at the scoring table. Here's the next serve by Spangler. Pecora with a masterful bump that time. And here's Wagner, goes to the middle. Bumping it up there is Spangler. Here's a nice forward set to Bridget Gangler with the bump. Chavez with the save. Wagner bumps it over. That's all she could do. Now the check at the back set. Oh, and a nice block put up by Pecora, but it goes out of play, so not that nice. 25-18. Waiting for Roger Goodwin to get up on his feet any time now.
Crowd's getting nervous, as are the players. Got to hold off this game.
Here's the next service point by Spangler. Penguins have it. Here's a forward set. Over to Fussell. Knocks it over, but without much on it. And now the killer down the line. It's out of play, and the Penguins finally stop the bleeding. Pecora to serve, 26-18. The Penguins off to our right. That's the northern end of the Conlin Center. DHX very nervous, 26-18. A nice service point into the back row. Now it's a pretty nice set there by the Red Hawks, and diving for it. I don't know how they saved it. It looked like a two-touch. Here's a forward set over to Fussell. Goes back row, and the Penguins get it. As that one bumped off the front row on the way to the back right corner by the veteran Fussell, 27-18. DHX, can the Penguins hold on and tie this match at one apiece? Here's Pecora. She's about 5 feet behind the baseline. She takes one step up, a very flat serve, very nicely played by the Penguins. Here's a back set. Here goes Wagner with a killer, but somehow the Red Hawks are able to field it cleanly. Here's another slam. The Penguins into the front row, and the kill shot goes down by Brittany Baldwin. Baldwin at 5'10" was able to get way above the net. 27-19. Red Hawks are not even close to giving up in this game, too. Here's the next serve by Viss. Viss goes back row. A nice set. Oh, no.
Oh.
A bump by Rose Chavez into the front row. Wells tried to set it one-handed. She was too close to the net, and there were no Penguins in the front row to take it. 27-20. Here's the next serve by Viss. Goes into the middle. Picora with the bump. Forward set. Wells. Over to Fussell. Back row. Picked up nicely. Red Hawks. Now they get it over to Viss. Check it. That was Baldwin. Baldwin with the killer. It comes off the front row. That's Gangler. Out of play. 27-21 or 22? 21. Here's the next serve. Viss. Viss into the back row. Just barely saved on the pancake by Fussell. Bumped over now by Bagshaw. Here goes Fussell cross court, saved by Baldwin. Up against the net, the Penguins pick it up. Wagner now, she puts it up on the tape. Oh. Was it a two-touch?
Let's see what the call is.
Oh, and they give the point to the Red Hawks. Are you kidding? I thought Bagshaw had two hands on it all the way there, DHX. And now Roger Goodwin up on his feet, 27-22, and I think it's a good time for Goodwin to call the timeout to try and stop the bleeding.
Goodwin has seen enough. He wants to talk to his team right now. The Penguins have been stuck on 27 for about 4 or 5 points here. The Red Hawks will not give up. They're not giving up this second game, and they're playing very well. The Penguins are sitting on top of a 10-point lead, what was an 11-point lead, and suddenly are letting it slip, maybe a little bit too comfortable here. Goodwin's going to let him know that right now, that that's not going to fly. His hand gesture is very deliberate in the team's huddle. Dominican's got to close this game out if they're going to have any hope of winning this matchup today. Penguins about to re-step on the floor. Red Hawks put their hands in, and now everyone's walking back onto the court to finish off this second game, see if the Penguins can hold on.
Radio.dominican.edu. We're coming right down to the stretch, fans. And here's the next serve by the Red Hawks, Viss, 27-22. She takes it into the middle, Picora with the bump. A nice forward set by Wells over to Fussell, the veteran, into the back row, and it goes into the scorer's table, and the Penguins with a point. They're 2 points away. 28-22. Man, oh man, is that what the Penguins needed? Chavez getting ready to serve for the Penguins from the back left corner. New game balls brought in. Gangler out. Dermody back in there. Chavez with a nice serve. Oh, now just a very long bump over to Bagshaw, and Bagshaw had nothing to do with it. All she could do is put it into the middle, and the Penguins with a campfire, 28-23. This thing is nowhere near over. Here's Baldwin with the serve, as the Red Hawks with a nice point. Baldwin dumps it in there. The bump by Fussell. Now the set. Back over to Fussell, goes back row. Baldwin picks it up. Now a forward set by the Red Hawks. The bump by the Penguins. Almost said yes, the Penguins saved it. And here's Wagner. Dermody dinks it over. They're back alive. Bagshaw picks it up. Two touch, and Dermody was calling for the point, and she gets it as Bagshaw ran into the net, 29-23. Game point, DHX. The Penguins need this one. DHX will be on the play-by-play in the next game. Here's Wagner. Wagner goes, oh, what a nice
beautiful
serve. Wagner with another killer serve. Bagshaw bats it over, but the Penguins are there. Coming over to the back row, Picora with the bump. Nope. And it goes in the two-touch. Dermody pointing to herself before the ball had even come out of the air. 29-23. Dermody, I think, with a two-touch. Red Hawks still alive. Another game point. Kayla Comer. She has the serve. Saved by... Uh-oh, it's an ace as it dropped right in front of Rose Chavez. 29-25. DHX has the arms folded. He's very nervous. 29-25. Here's the next serve by Comer. Comer puts it into the middle. The bump by Fussell. Here's the back set to Marin Dermody. She swats it over, but very softly. And the Red Hawks put it out of play. They had an easy dink opportunity. And they tie up the game by giving that last point to the Penguins. And the Penguins aren't going to complain this time. 30-25. The match is tightened up. 30-25, 1-1. DHX, what do you think of that second game?
They were just able to slip away. Definitely a huge improvement for the Penguins in the second game as compared to the first game. They kept it together the whole set. It looked a little shaky there at the end where the Red Hawks were able to score 6 or 7 consecutive points, so the Penguins not able to answer in that period. Were able to hold on at the end of this game. Again, the final 30-25 where the Penguins lost 30-27 in the first game. Tied up 1-2-1. Heading into this third game, you can bet the Red Hawks are going to come out with an improved effort as Dominican there able to shut them out in the very end of Dominican's rally. 30-25 again, 5-point lead. And we're here live radio.dominican.edu, Stuart Horn, DHX, Conlon Recreational Center. This is a very tight contest we have tonight going on between Simpson and Dominican.
1-1, fans, and in game two, the Penguins. Boy, DHX, that got a little closer than was comfortable. The Penguins led by as many as 11 at one point, and they finish up 30-25 as the Redhawks put a pretty massive rally together there at the end.
And I'll say that Coach Goodwin's probably happy that they got the victory in that game, but still probably not exactly fascinated with the way it was done. They should have had at least a 10-point victory in that game. Penguins led up a little bit towards the end. They're not going to be able to show that weakness if they want to come in with the match tonight against undefeated Simpson University in conference play.
Man, the Redhawks are so jacked. The Redhawks are over there just going crazy with their pregame routine as both teams have moved. And, you know, DHX, a mainstay here at the Conlon Center, that's my boy A-Train, and he's in the house for the first time this semester. He got a nice haircut, A-Train. How you doing? All right. Glad to see you. And we'll be hearing A-Train singing the national anthem at the Penguin basketball games this season. All right. That's right. You tried out for American Idol. How'd you do? Did you win? Did you say hey to Ruben? All right. A-Train in the house, fans. Okay, thank you. Nice to see you. 30-25 in game two, and the Penguins have tied the match. One apiece, fans. Both teams have switched sides. The Penguins off to our left, the southern side, and off to the right, the Redhawks from Simpson University. And here he is with the play-by-play that is DHX.
And here we go once again. About to start off game three of a 1-1 tie between Dominican University and Simpson University. No longer Simpson College, Simpson University. About to start it off is Amanda Wagner, who will be serving for DU. And she has such an aggressive serve. It's been great last night and tonight, nearly flawless. So hard to return because she puts so much English on the ball. When she lets it go out of her hand, it's tough to return and tough to set up for your team to get a return shot. And here is the serve to the left side. They're starting off on the southern end. Do you? Long ball by the Redhawks. Give the first point of this game to Dominican. So Amanda will set to serve again. Amanda's been one of the key servers for the past few nights for Dominican. There is that strong jump serve. And a backhand tip over by the Redhawks. Keeps it in play. Rose Chavez hits it over to Jenna Fosser. It's returned. Here comes Bagshaw now. Two-hander set it. Back to Dominican. They send it right back. Fossil with the overhand. And now the front line block twice back to Dominican. Fossil's going to try again to get it through. This time a soft set to the middle. It's returned. Bagshaw with the right-hander. And that one's going to be too much. Fossil not able to rebound after she just had two jump shots. So that's going to be the point to the Redhawks. 1-1. Here comes your server for the Redhawks. Is number three, Kayla Comer. There's the shot by Dominican over the net. Set back. Sent back to Dominican to the back line. Now up over again. Backshot's getting ready to get the one-hander. Ooh, a soft touch just behind the front line of Dominican. Drops for the point. 2-1. And we head back near to the server, Comer. Her second serve. She's out of Red Bluff, California. A kinesiology major. Interesting. All right, back to Dominican. Sends it off the back line and out of bounds. Point to the Penguins. Very nicely done. This time Jenna's going to serve. Jenna Fossil, the senior. She's out of here after this semester, Dominican. A couple bounces before she'll take off for this set. Whistle.
Fossil's been a great veteran all 4 years.
Ball in play. Here comes Bagshaw. Running one-hander blocked. She'll rebound, but she's double tap there, the double touch, point to DU.
That one chopped up into Bagshaw's chest, and she tried to set it, but it was just too low. And she was right in front of that number one judge over there, and he saw it. Two touch. Here's Fussell.
Here comes Fussell. It's hit by Reginato down on her knees. Set up for Bagshaw. Oh, my. So much power when she drove it home. Amanda Wagner tried to get down on her knees. It just bounced off and kept going behind her. My.
Poor little old Amanda Wagner was there after Bagshaw batted that one. Almost took her head off.
Ball in play here. Freshman takes it over the net and scores it. That's number 40. Your freshman, Gabrielle Pecora, definitely getting a lot of playing time. Taking a big impact in this game.
Yeah, Gabby Pecora came highly touted before this season, and she's showing why. Here's Dermody.
Dermody, long serve to the back right corner. Here comes number two. Nope. It's deflected by the Penguins, still controlled by the Red Hawks. Now over. Wagner takes it on her knees. Pecora drives it deep to the back right, deflected out of bounds, unable to be played. Another strong shot by Pecora.
Boy, the Red Hawks all had to scatter as that ball flew over the bench, but it was still alive, and one of those Red Hawks is about to do a stage dive into the bench, but they couldn't get to it.
Here comes Dermody once again. Serves this one to the other side of the court deep. Here comes Viss. Viss sends it to Fossil across the net. Penguins. Pecora drives it again. Deflected by Bagshaw back across the net. Set up again. Fossil now drives it strong to the back. It's recovered. Bagshaw drives one deep. And we're exchanging power shots, and this one's going to go to the Redhawks. Boy, Bagshaw has a lot of power when she gets up in the air.
She has come alive. Bagshaw's just playing beautifully this game.
Wow. I mean, unbelievable strength coming from those shots. Fussell bumps, set, and driven, blocked this time by number 12. Brittany Baldwin stuffs it. Penguins unable to get through the front line.
That block sounded like a shotgun blast. I bet the fans heard it over the internet. She put her hands up just perfectly and timed it just right.
Here we go again, the serve by Reginato. Penguins recover. Pecora drives over the front line, unable to save it. Another great shot by Pecora. It was deflected by the front line of the Red Hawks. And number 7, that's Reginato, who was serving, didn't get back in time. And now the serve for the Penguins straightened in the net. Unfortunately, Ashley Wells didn't get enough air on the ball that time.
Oh, man. Wells, the veteran, sticks it into the tape. That's a killer.
6-6 tie as Sherry Spangler, the liberal studies major, is about to serve it off for Simpson University. Over the net to the middle, Chavez fields it, and now Wagner on the left side sends it across. Bagshaw's going to try and return the bump to her teammate. They get it back across to Dominican. Here's the front line. Pecora, nice, jumping out of bounds, keeps it in, able to keep this ball in play, and Simpson drives home another point. This time, it's number 12. Who was unlisted on this roster huge. What a strong shot, though, that time.
No, that is, we've seen her all night.
Oh, excuse me. Brittany Baldwin.
There you go.
What was I looking at? Here we go, Dominican once again. Pecora stopped.
Ooh, Pecora had it come right back in her face. She smacked it, and it looked like Bagshaw got up there and put it right back into Pecora's neck.
So Spangler serves again. This one straight into the net.
Boy, the Penguins needed that.
Definitely 8-7. Lead goes to the Red Hawks, but now Pecora will serve for Dominican.
Those unforced errors are so big. We're in game 3, 1-up, fans. Here's Danny.
And back, Pecora drives this one. Oh, Brittany gets up and smashes it into the Dominican lineup there.
That Baldwin, she's been tough the whole game. When she gets in there on that front left corner, the outside hitter, Brittany Baldwin, she is tough. She's at 5'10", but she can get up there about 8'10" with the jump.
Absolutely. Here comes Fussell keeping it in play. And a tap over the net by number 3, Bridget Gangler. Bagshaw sends it deep, too far. Dominican point again. All that power is just a little too much on that one.
Bagshaw had all kinds of room, too. That was a mistake. She hit that one way too deep. She didn't need to go anywhere near that.
Rose Chavez serves it. Red Hawks setting it up for the spike. Bagler sends it off the arms of Zoe Begala and out of bounds. Point goes to Simpson University. 10-8 lead to Simpson.
Zoe Begala in there in the front right corner. She went up against Bagshaw. Bagshaw had tons of time and just killed it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And a game ball somehow ends up coming into play as the ball was live.
Take a redo on that one?
Yeah, that's a redo.
That's a danger when you got another ball rolling out on the floor. Brittany Baldwin to serve. Nice overhand smash. Here's Dominican. Begala in the game. Deflected back to the side of Dominican. No one able to get a hand on it, unfortunately.
You know, it's funny. Most players during a night might hit the floor once or twice. Rose Chavez never less than 20 times a night.
Oh, she's definitely got the highest average on this team.
How are we doing over there on the stream? We good?
We're working on it.
All right.
And so here we go, back again, Dominican, left side. Bagshaw sends it over the net. Dominican unable to score that one. Here comes quite a run now. Brittany Baldwin still serving. Coach of the DUs is calling a timeout because the score is 12-8. The Red Hawks are leading this one. In the third match, we've got a 1-1 tie between Dominican and Simpson University. Coach Roger Goodwin is telling his players they've got to be more active out there because Simpson's exploiting the weaknesses they've found in the front line. Dominican's not putting themselves in the right places to return the ball. Look a little bit out of sorts. Maybe a little bit worn down early on in this third game. Hopefully they keep up the energy. We'll find out shortly. But Simpson's been looking good all night. Consistent, consistent effort. As you hear the buzzer, we're going to send it back out to play. You hear the referee setting up now. Served by Brittany Baldwin over the net into the line of Dominican. Fussell jumps up, sends it right back to Baldwin, who's in the back line on the right side. Sets up again. It's going to be Fussell. Drives it deep to Brittany Baldwin, spins it way up in the air, and this time she'll set it up over the net. Not hard enough as it tips off the top of the net. Back onto their side, point for the Penguins. 12-9, Simpson lead.
Man, the Penguins had most of the momentum in game two, and now it's kind of going back toward the Redhawks. See what happens. Here's Davis. Uh-oh.
Crystal Davis serves it up deep, almost too deep. Oh, Bagshaw. So much power. Off the basketball hoop, hanging above Collins Center, and the Penguins aren't able to recover from that.
Yeah, everything up there is live, and the hoops that are hanging down, even though they're way up there, maybe 35 feet high.
Just tipped off the backboard, and that, unfortunately for the Penguin, didn't put the ball where they thought it was going to be.
Nope, that killed it.
Dermody tips it over the net. Strong shot by the front line of Simpson. We've got a two-touch, another point awarded, another error by Dominican.
Yeah, Wells lost her balance and two-tapped that thing.
So now serving is Kayla Comer from Red Bluff, California once again. Just clears the net, set over to Fossil. She loves to take those shots from the left side of the front line. Here comes back at, Simpson hits it under the net. That's not quite the objective there. Leah Reginato sets it up for Bagshaw, and she wasn't in position to take it.
Yeah, usually when it goes under the net, that's no good.
Yeah, that's not usually good at all.
Penguins still trailing. Ooh.
Fossil, strong shot, barely clears the net there. Oh, tripping home by Dominican. Dermody there smashed it. No way anyone is getting a hand on that. Straight to the ground on the other side of the net. 14-11, Simpson College still has a three-point lead. Fossil again to serve. That low serve with no spin on it when it clears the net. Here comes with this. Hits it back to Dominican. Dermody gets up above the net. Deflected, not returned. Penguin point.
Yeah, great play there by Dermody. Picking up the back set by Wells. Dermody timed that one just perfectly. And I know Dermody's folks are listening, so shout-out to them and a shout-out to Marin for a great kill.
Oh, a fake out there. Nice move by Kayla Comer. She acted like she was going to set it up for her teammate Reginato to spike it. Instead, a little reverse spike, soft shot over the net, falls in for a point. Back shot to serve now. The powerhouse for the Red Hawks. Oh, here's our powerhouse. Germany spikes it over the net, but it's kept in the air. Now returned by Comer. Dominican mounts their attack. Dermody in the towel. Puts it away in the right side. That was brutal.
Dermody takes it down the right side this time, DHX. The last couple of points, she smashed it over to the left corner, but this time down the right end line, and the Penguins with the point.
Absolutely. Driven. Bagshaw keeps it in the air. Viss trying to send it home. Set up now. Oh, Pecora gets it over the net. This one's coming up to the other side of the goal. Oh, she takes it in the face. Oh, that one hurts. Reginato sent it over the net and just completely popped Crystal Davis right in the face. Wasn't expecting it.
Davis with a six-pack right in the mug.
Oh,
she's okay, though. Davis is tough. 16-13. The Penguins are still trailing DHX.
And she'll stay in the game. The serve up in the air by Reginato, very short.
Boy, that is brutal when you're, as a coach, when your team is picking up a little momentum and then you have an easy service point right into the net. That's a killer.
And here's the serve up. Aced it. Number 7, Ashley Wells. I don't know what the problem was. No one went after it for Simpson. 15-16. The Penguins only down one. Starting to gain some momentum here. Ashley Wells. She waits for the referee sign, and now the ball is delivered across. And here comes Simpson. Blocked by the front line. Very nice. Front line doing their job well. This one's deflected. Now the ball's up in the air. Dominican controls. Pecora rises up. It's deflected by the front line. Stacey Viss once again stopping that one. Brittany sends it over the net. It almost goes into the air. Oh! Players falling all over the floor. Balls up in the air, but able to be returned. Three Penguins fall to the ground. Now Penguins recovered. Oh, it's sent over to Bengali. She sends it over there. It's blocked. Oh, nice, quick recovery. Ashley Wells, great reflexes, send it back. Brittany Baldwin sends it to Fossil. She's on the floor. Bakura rises up. Soft shot into the net. Able to return. Dominican, great point.
The Penguin crowd goes crazy after the second longest rally of the night, but the most intense. Both teams with masterful saves all over the place, and we're back in play, DHS.
Oh, excellent play by the Penguins not to give up on that point. It makes a difference. Bengala sends it over the net, and another point for the Penguins. After that point, it's really got to be energizing the team.
And for the first time tonight, the Penguins are on top 17-16, and the timeout has been called by the Redhawks. Their head coach is Melissa Church. She's assisted by Valerie Heiner and Gary Hoffman, and man, oh man, what a night it's been, fans. We're 1-1 in games live from the Conlin Center on CalPAC Volleyball. This is Conference Volleyball. The Redhawks from Simpson University in town from Redding, California. They are 5-0 in conference. The Penguins tonight marks the second night of conference play for them, having met up with the Warriors from William Jessup University last night. And if you want to know the outcome of that game, you'll have to download that game a little bit later tonight. It will be available before midnight, and here's DHX.
Here we go. Ball is in play. Brittany Baldwin sends it over the net to Dominican to the back line. Pecora smashes it off the hands of the defender. Penguins score this one. That's off the hands of number four, Sherry Spangler. She got both hands on it, but it went out of bounds. No point there. Point given to Dominican.
18-16. The Penguin crowd is starting to finally get into this thing, DHX.
Absolutely. And Ashley Wells continues her serving streak here. Ball up in the air. Bengala attacks. Strong, strong shot off the arms of Brittany.
Bengala with a shotgun blast from the front right corner. She comes up. Lefty is Bengala. And that was just impossible to field.
She put so much force off it, Brittany Baldwin cannot get an arm on it. And there's the point to change momentum again. This one's going to the Redhawks. That one put down by Sherry Spangler. Right in the right corner for the Penguins. No one there to receive. And here's Spangler with the serve. Sent to Rose Chavez. Ball hit right up into the net. There's going to be a whistle. And a point given to the Simpson Redhawks. Difficult. Difficult call right there.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that was given to Simpson, but
Spangler steps a few feet behind the baseline, serves it. Chavez, first one to touch this one. Pecora sends it over the net, and now Brittany Baldwin will try and spike it in. Penguins able to recover it. Bengala puts it over the net, deflected off the net. Simpson still in this one.
Oh,
and sadly, no one could get to that one as Ashley Wells went to the floor to try and pancake it. Couldn't get there in time. Spangler going to serve again. Game tied 19-19. And this is the third game of a 1-1 tie so far. Sent to the back line. Pecora sets back and bumps it into the air. Bengala puts it through with that left-hander. Here comes Brittany Baldwin back at Bengala, but it's fielded by Pecora. Oh, she went down with one hand, did Bengala, but it was unable to save it. And now it's 20-19 Simpson. Dominican's got to get back into this one. Fossil's out there trying to rally the team.
Gangler and Bengala got to get there. Signs together. They're a little off there.
Spangler serves it. Fossil recovers on her knees. Sent back across. This one's going to be called Point Simpson. Out of bounds. A little bit too far were the Penguins. Spangler's going to continue to serve 21-19. She sets it up. And a nice floater goes over the net. Bengala is going to strike into the net. Oh, and the Penguins talking to each other out there, trying to get motivated. As they're down 3 points now, Spangler's about to serve once again.
Timeout's come. No, I thought Roger Goodwin was calling a timeout, DHX. I started the music a little too soon.
I think there will be a timeout soon if things don't start changing. Here's
You're not
Spangler.
Kidding.
Rose Chavez again bumps it up in the air. And Amanda Wagner's going to take the strike that time. This, finally, here we go. Dominican's awarded the point. Because the Redhawks were not able to recover it, she bumped it into the net. Did Brittany Baldwin. Here. Now Pecora will serve. She sets up. Team's taking a breather. Pecora up in the air. Clears the net. Ooh, almost not recovered by Simpson. And there you go. Back shot the powerhouse again. Just putting too much on it. 21 for the Penguins. 22 for Simpson.
Boy, you don't see Bagshaw make many mistakes. That was one there.
It sure was. Pecora over the net. Tips off. Barely touches the net over. Back shot to her knees, keeping that one alive. Brittany Baldwin, a two-hand set across the net. Here's Fossil up, and it's blocked. Out of bounds. Points for the Penguins. Nice shot by Fossil there. Put a lot of force behind that strike. Went off the arms of the defender, and out of bounds on the Penguins' side of the net. Pecora will serve again.
That was a great kill shot by Fossil, the veteran.
Pecora serves it up. Tie game at 22. Back shot to her knees. Ball to Dominican side. Gangler. Now Fossil drives it. And the call gives it to Dominican. On the line, it is in. Very nice shot.
Back left corner, Fussell with another kill shot, two in a row.
23-22, the Penguins will retake the lead as Pecor is enjoying this little few serves in a row here. Misplayed. Ball sent deep to Reginato. She turned her arms, and the angle that they were at sent the ball straight behind her, kept the ball going in the direction it was headed.
I think she was trying to get out of the way. That one was going to be out.
24-22. Here's Pecor, another serve. This one fielded by Bagshaw.
That's a two-touch.
Two-touch. Here come the Penguins, 25-22. And now the coach of Simpson will take the timeout.
Kayla Comer with that two-touch. That was just such a tough play to try and set up. But she knocked it up. And I even saw that one before the whistle blew, DHX, and that's rare.
But it happens occasionally. That was a good call right there. Nice eyesight. Could be a Red Hawk with that kind of bird's eye view over the court. We sit high atop Conlon Recreational Center, courtside, right in the middle of the court where the net stands. We got a good contest tonight. 25-22, Dominican leads it. It's a 1-1 tie.
Radio.dominican.edu. Here he is, folks. Danny Hogger, the sophomore broadcasting sensation with you.
So here is Pecor to restart the game. Serves it. Back line. Serve. Front. Viss takes the strike. Strong shot. And Dominican's just able to get that ball back to them, but as soon as they did, Brittany Baldwin's able to elevate and send it straight down the front line's throat.
Man, oh man, I thought Baldwin reached over the net by 6 inches, but no.
Stacey Viss will serve now for Simpson. Back across. Amanda Wagner strikes it to the back right corner and in. Excellent shot. Amanda Wagner, see, there was no one standing there. Put it right where she wanted it.
Gangler out. Marin Dermody comes in. Dermody into the front row. Front left corner, and the Penguins serving.
Here is Rose Chavez, the libero player for Dominican. 26-23 lead for the Penguins. Bagshaw blocked. Stuffed it. Amanda Wagner was in the right place at the right time.
Wagner, with the block, put it back against Bagshaw's forehead. And, boy, Bagshaw has done that so many times to the Penguins tonight. Here we go.
Chavez serves one more up. This one's taken by Brittany Baldwin. Fielded by Ashley Wells. Set up for Fossil. Jumps. Oh, great job. Bagshaw tried to block it, but Fossil, again, so much strength and a downward velocity, was not able to be blocked correctly.
I think Jenna Fussell's, she should be credited with about 10 kills so far in this game.
Most definitely.
Big part of this game three.
Absolutely. And there's Bagshaw. I've never seen so much power on a downward shot. Taking off Wells' arms, there's a whistle. The point's been awarded to Simpson.
They called that block by Wells a two-touch, like it rolled off of her arms. 28-24. Here we go.
Oh, but they'll get it right back as Brittany Baldwin serves it straight into the middle of the net.
Are you kidding? Game point, fans. 1-1 in games, and Wagner's going to serve the Penguins' ace.
Yeah, this is the person you want in to close out the game. She rises above the floor, sends it across, set up. Oh, it's blocked. The front line, Ashley Wells. Here comes the Red Hawks' attempt to drive a beat back to Pecora. Pecora now Fossil sets up. Rose Chavez will take the final shot to get it across the net. Bagshaw drives out of bounds.
There we go.
That's it. That's the second game.
2-1, Penguins lead, fans. They lost game one, but they eke out game three by a score of 30-24. It's now 2-1 in games. The Penguins are on top against the Red Hawks from Simpson University. Danny, Simpson comes in tonight 5-0 in CalPAC conference games, and both teams are now switching sides. The Red Hawks will be to the southern end, the left of us here at the Opulent Broadcasting Area on radio.dominican.edu. I saw head coach of the men's basketball squad. That's Brett Tavani. He's in the house. A bunch of basketball players along with A-Train, a bunch of DU regulars at this early start. And our next broadcast of Penguin volleyball fans is going to come on Tuesday, September 26th, when the Lady Penguins will be taking on Pacific Union College. That's a side out at 7 p.m., 6:50 pregame. DHX and I will be here live on Tuesday, September 26th. And hopefully by that time, the Penguins will, let's hope they're in control of the Cal Pack. Although 5-0 are the Redhawks, they are in first place in the Cal Pack. But the Penguins on top now, 2-1, best 3-5. If the Penguins can win this next game, Danny, they will eke past the first place Redhawks.
And what a nice point it would be if the Penguins could close out a win against a so far undefeated team. That'd certainly give the team a nice shot of momentum for the rest of this season and the early goings. It'd definitely give the team a nice chip to carry, a nice badge to carry on their shoulder, knowing they knocked off Simpson's undefeated attempt at conference games. So we're looking here at the court as both players are in their huddles. Coach is giving them advice and players stepping up to talk for Dominican. Coach is stepping over to the scorer's table to hand in their lineups for what will be the fourth game. Dominican leading 2-1 on radio.dominican.edu. It's Stuart Horn and DHX, and we're broadcasting all the way live tonight from Collin Recreational Center. Having a good time, as are the fans here, settled in on a Saturday night. Having a great time here at Collin Recreational Center, taking it a very competitive matchup. I'm sure Simpson's not going to want to give up this game. They want to keep this undefeated streak going for as long as possible. Players on the court now huddling up with some words of encouragement for each other as we're about to step into the fourth game.
Just a few seconds left to go now. The Penguins off to our right, fans. They're in the huddle, and they're ready to get this thing going. Brandon Davis interrupting the broadcast, as usual.
He's telling me to check MLB.
Yeah, with his personal information. I guess we can accommodate him.
Yeah, I suppose this time. This time.
Yeah, I got to tell him, never let that happen again.
Absolutely not.
A few seconds to go now. The Penguins to our right on the northern end of the Conlin Center. I know they've said that several times. It really matters, though, to the listeners out there who are in their scorebook, DHX, keeping track of the proceedings. Last night's game against William Jessup will be available later tonight. Before midnight, fans, for download, and, of course, tomorrow, and perhaps for all eternity for download. But you want to grab that as soon as it goes up. Serving now for the Redhawks.
Here we go once again.
And the Redhawks with the side out. Comer serves it up. The Penguins field it cleanly. Wells with a nice save. Here's a bump up by Wagner. Fussell with a two-handed bumper. I don't know how she didn't get called for that. From the back row now is Viss. Now the Penguins have it. The set by Wells. Fussell with the slam. And it comes off of the arms of Baldwin. And the Penguins pick up the first point as they did in the last game. Penguins... Boy, they'd like to win this game after having coughed up the first game. You know, DHX, I heard that the Redhawks have not even lost so much as a single game so far in their five conference wins this time through. And that one goes off of a nice kill shot by Fussell, and the Penguins pick up point number two. And Roger Goodwin comes up on his feet, and he calls a timeout right away. No, he doesn't. He calls a substitution. As Wagner comes out, and for Roger Goodwin, Davis back in there. The Penguins did lose that point, I guess. One apiece. I'm not sure what happened there. But the service point by the Redhawks. And now Fussell dinks it into the middle. Diving for it was Reginato, but nothing doing. The Penguins up 2-1. Fussell to serve from the center. She looks over at the coach. He indicates where he wants the serve to fall. Fussell now with 8 or 10 bounces, a spin. Right-handed server is Fussell. She goes back left corner. Perfect serve. Boy, that was sweet. Into the middle. Chavez with a bump. Back set. Over to Dermody. Dermody slams it across. It's saved by Davis. Straight up in the air. It's going to be a jump ball, and the Penguins get it. They get it live and into the net by Reginato, and the Penguins with the point. They're up 3-1. Service by Fussell to come again. She stands just a couple of inches to the right of the center line and just about 3 feet behind it. Spins it in the hand. Now she goes into the middle of the court. It's fielded cleanly, and now... Oh, brother, and Bagshaw kills it across, but somehow Chavez saved it. I think Chavez was just reaching up to save herself. Into the middle, and Pecora dives for it, but nothing doing. Fussell comes in, kicks it under the net lightly, 3-2, and to serve now for the Redhawks, Reginato.
Penguins looking pretty good in the front line, even though they've got a one-point advantage. They've been doing a good job of stuffing the ball back to Simpson.
Games are 2-1. Penguins are on top in this game four, but the score is now tied at 3-3 as a nice service came through by Reginato. The Penguins could do nothing with it. And Reginato now about 3 feet to the right of the center mark behind baseline. She serves it up into the middle. Pecora with the bump. Backs at Wells. Marin Dermody with the slammer, but saved by Comer. Now put across by Brittany Baldwin. Here's Pecora with the killer. No, the Penguins still have it. Back left corner, diving for it. His Bagshaw, and Dermody puts it away. She'll get to serve now. Dermody came up with a big smile. Out Chavez in Gangler. 4-3 DU. Now see if Dermody can keep this going. Dermody has been doing this running jump serve. Oh, and she gets off a good one there. It's always just a little bit scary when Dermody gets those runners going, but she's been just sweet tonight. Pecora with a killer into the front row as Spangler threw up a screen door, but it came down, ran down her arms on the Red Hawks side of the net. 5-3. Here is Dermody now, number 15, the veteran. Off to our right. Serves it up into the net, and Dermody... That's what I was afraid of, DHX. Dermody's been known to kill those into the net, and that also can be a real killer of momentum. But she's gotten off quite a few good ones tonight. There's never a good time for a service point into the net, though. Gangler now softs one over. Puts it back. Baldwin with the killer right through Gangler's arms. And 5-5 the score. We're in game four, fans. 2-1 DU. DU wins this one. It's over. Redhawks need to win this one to keep it alive. A beautiful serve. Pecora just barely picks it up from the middle row. Fussell now bumps it in there. Fussell slams it. Fussell is just, she's on fire tonight, but the Redhawks were able to block it back, and the Penguins trail now 6-5. Here's the next serve by Spangler. Pecora with a save. Oh, man, Wells with a beautiful touch over the top. Here's Rose Chavez with the bump. Wells with the... With the next knock, Rose Chavez taps it over. A back set for the... Oh, brother. Chavez came diving in front of Davis. Davis had a clean look. Chavez didn't need to do that, but like a third baseman, ran in front of the shortstop. Supposed to take them all when you're in the middle. The libero player, Chavez, 7-5 to you, trailing. Here's Pecora with the bump. Now the set, Wells, Fussell, back left. Bagshaw picks it up. Nice back set. Over to Rose Chavez, picks it up. A nice forward set there by Wells. Pecora with the kill, but saving it were the Red Hawks. Now Pecora with a nice forward bump, two touch. Called by Vince Hall, the number two referee, 8-5. Roger Goodwin up on his feet. He hates it. Broadcasters, they don't like it much more. 8-5. Penguins trailing. Next serve by Spangler. Penguins trail by three here in game number four. Spangler into the front row. Pecora picks it up. Gangler with the punch slam into the eighth row of the grandstands. Off of the hands of one of the Penguins on defense. 9-5. Another massive momentum shift. I'll tell you what, DHX, if the Penguins lose this point, Roger Goodwin better get up on his feet. Something quick. Wells sticks it into the middle row. I don't know how she didn't get called on that one. Uh-oh, and the Penguins with a poor set by Pecora. It really was just a poor bump. It wasn't a set. Pecora just trying to field the slam from Brittany Baldwin. 10-5. Nope, Roger Goodwin stays down. Here's another serve by Spangler. This is six in a row. Pecora again. She leans down. Pecora now with a killer. Finally out of bounds, and Pecora puts one down as Comer tried to put the block up. Here comes Wagner in place of Crystal Davis.
And that was a big point right there. Dominican's got to make a rally now. Got to get back in this one.
Wells with the serve. Now Baldwin slams it across. Wells has it go all the way out of bounds, about 40 feet behind the area of play. Penguins lose that point. They're down by 5, 11-6. Here's the next serve by Viss. Viss in the back right corner. Viss gets it over. Pecora again fields it and dinks it over. The Penguins' Gangler, a nice move there. The Redhawks were backing up, expecting the kill slam, and Gangler was able to dink it into the middle, 11-7. Here comes Pecora to serve. Right from the middle, looks over at the coach. Pecora about 5 feet behind baseline. She gets it in there. Pecora so solid, the freshman. Here comes Bagshaw with the kill. Pecora leans down, saves it. Pecora now with the slam, back into the front row, and the Redhawks can't save it. Pecora with the winner, 11-8. She'll get to serve again.
she will. And Pecora is really starting to unite this team. The team, now that they're on the serving end, able to have a little more time in between the, where they have to hit the ball back over again.
Yeah, Penguins need a little momentum here, and they're just about to get it. Here's Baldwin with the killer. Pecora goes 8th row again. Those same set of fans way up there in the grandstands fielded that one again. There was no way any of the Penguins were going to be able to field that one. Here's Baldwin with the serve. Penguins trail by 4. We're in game 4. Penguins up 2-1 in games. Brittany Baldwin with the serve. Pecora with the bump. Here's a set. Wells over to Fussell. Goes cross court. A nice straight arm save by Baldwin. Baldwin now flat footed. Bumped up by Fussell. Fussell now with the set by Wells. And Fussell too deep. And the Penguins cough it up. 13-8. They're trailing by 5. They being the mighty DUs.
And unfortunately there, Fossil does drive it too long. She's been key all night, driving them right where they need to be. But this one is too long.
Baldwin with the serve. Saved up there by Rose Chavez. Wagner with a smack. But the Red Hawks are on it. Here goes a killer by Reginato. Nothing. It comes off of the ceiling of the Conlin Center. Somehow it falls in play. And it's saved by the Penguins. Here's Fossil. Fossil with a rocket. And with the killer, as it came off the arm of Brittany Baldwin, Fussell with the winner for the Penguins, finally.
Yeah, that ball almost made it up into the basket that time. I don't know if they award 2 points for that. We'll have to wait and see on
that
one.
Yeah, that's a good point. 13-9, get off of the standard that holds the basketball hoop. DHX being funny. I'm very nervous right now. Oh, a great serve there by Pecora, or save, I should say, not a serve. And it comes over the net, out of play, Penguins with the point. Ooh. That was a great block by the front line, Brittany Baldwin. And the Penguins screaming back. The Penguins scream 13-10. They do tonight. Baldwin with a poor bump.
All right.
And now putting it back over was Fussell. The unsuspecting Redhawks didn't see it coming. The Penguins within 2 in this could be deciding game. The Penguins need this game, something terrible, against the 5-0 Redhawks. 13-11. Penguins are trailing. Here's a nice back set. Over to Wagner. Kills it up. Saved by Dermody. Wagner again with a smack into the back row. And now the Redhawks just want to bump it over to save. Here's a forward set by Wells. Set up over to Fussell. Cross court. Saved again by Baldwin. Oh, and Marin Dermody with a dink move left hand and puts it down. Mr. and Mrs. Dermody, you can be very happy with Marin's play on that one. The Penguins within 1, 13-12. Chavez with a nice serve into the middle. Ooh. Coming off of the balance. Here's Bagshaw and Dermody. That one came off of the tape. Dermody had it just pop right over her hands in slow motion. 14-12, and the Penguins couldn't do anything with it. Here is Comer. The whistle blows, indicating we're in play. 14-12. Boy, they're going after Pecora with those serves, but she's just been killer all night. Brittany Baldwin, now the bump by Wells over to Wagner. Wagner pounds it down. Bagshaw poorly, but into the back row, Pecora. Here's Wells with a save. Bagshaw goes back left corner. It's in play. And the Penguins trail by 3, 15-12.
Unfortunately, Ashley Wells left her spot to come help with a running fist forward, but she, all that forward momentum, unable to reverse backwards into her spot where she should have been, and that's where the ball landed for the point.
Yep, there was nobody in that back left corner. Now Fussell takes the bump. The set up to Dermody. It was either Dermody's or Fussell's, and neither one. They both thought the other was taking it. Wells now points to herself. It was her fault, 16-12. The Penguins need a momentum shift. Boy, it's been back and forth all night. Here's the serve by Comer. Bumped up there by Pecora. Perfect set to Fussell. Goes back row too deep. Oh, brother. Yep. Fussell, you just don't see that out of the veteran Fussell very often. But she let that one fly, and Roger Goodwin calls a timeout. And I got to say, Danny, that is a very smart play to kill that one, kill that momentum, and get Roger Goodwin up on his feet.
Definitely the last few errors have been largely unforced and just giving points away are the Penguins, and those points are making the difference in what could be the decisive game in this match. 17-12 is how the score stands right now. Simpson on top. Dominican went through a very strong run there for a while, but now we're giving points back, and when you give them up to a team that's 5-0, they're going to make you feel that it's going to be hard to earn them back. So here we go. Dominican stepping back on the field. They got to tighten this offense up and cut down on the unforced errors.
You're listening to CalPAC Volleyball, fans. This is conference play. These games absolutely matter if you follow the Penguins through the preseason. They looked okay. They have not looked sparkling. Tonight, however, they have looked good, but against the 5-0 Redhawks, things are tough. Here's the next serve. The Penguins on defense. Fussell now pops it over. Pretty nice play. The Redhawks field it. Bagshaw came up with an absolutely masterful set to Bagshaw, and when she gets up above the net, DHX, forget about it.
And the Redhawks look like they're in good spirits right now. They feel like they're starting to shift this one into control.
The Redhawks are red hot, and now the Penguins on defense again, and Fussell with the kill shot as Bagshaw went up for the save point there, for the block. But she couldn't block it. Here's Wagner, 18-13. Horn and DHX live with you from the Conlin Center. Wagner, another perfect serve. Oh, brother. And Bagshaw again. So the Penguins have got to figure out a way to work it away from Bagshaw. And I guess this is the best way, and that's to get Bagshaw in the back row serving. 19-13. The Penguins must win this game to take this match. Otherwise, we'll go to a decisive fifth game that only goes to 15 points. Here's Dermody. Dermody smokes it over, but Bagshaw saves it. Boy, she's good defensively, too. Oh, Chavez gave it away. She was in the back row. It was on its way out, and Chavez dove for it and gave the Redhawks that point. 20-13, Bagshaw to serve again. Ouch. The Penguins on top, 2-1. Bagshaw to serve right from the line. She just dinks it over, and Chavez with the bump. Wells with the set. They get it over there to Wells. She puts it across. Nothing on it, though. Back row. Pecora with the save. Here's the back set. Dermody comes, reels around behind Wells and knocks it over. And, oh, Wells went up for the block. Wells and Dermody there on the right side of the net. And it falls on the Penguins' side. The ball was just a dead ball as it landed in the forearms of Wells, 21-13. Here's Bagshaw with the next serve. This one goes into the back. Pecora with the bump. Wells over to Fussell. Fussell goes back row and gets a kill down, and the Penguins needed that. The Penguins coming up against it right now, 21-14. The Penguins trailing by 7. Jenna Fussell, the senior, to serve. She's about 5, 6 feet behind baseline, right in the center, spins it in her hands. 21-14. Fussell with the serve. Bagshaw now with the bump. Oh, the Penguins with a great block. Ah, well, I thought it was great. It was great, except it went out of play as it came off of the arms of Wells. Wells and Dermody going up there for that one. 22-14, Penguins trail in game 4. Here's the next serve coming up by Reginato. Here's the back set to Dermody. Dermody puts it down right into the back row. Boy, that was sweet. Marin Dermody, folks, 22-15. If you're a regular follower of DU volleyball, then you've heard Dermody over the last couple of years just getting better all the time. Bridget Gangler came in as Rose Chavez left. 22-15, the Penguins won that point. Dermody with the serve. Penguins now, oh brother, into the back row. And finally Bagshaw with the mistake. 22-16, Dermody to serve. Bagshaw came in from the middle row to kill. And it was too long. All the Penguins jumped out of the way, let it go. 22-16, here's Marin. Into the middle. It's bumped up. Oh, and now a fake spike there by the Redhawks. It almost faked them all out. Pecora with the killer, but no. Somehow the Redhawks save it. Pecora puts the arms up. Dermody in the back row. She saves it. A forward set over there to Pecora. Goes back row. Saved by the Redhawks. Jumped over to Brittany Baldwin. Front row. Slows it down. Pecora. Now the bump over to Gangler. Oh, and it goes off of Bagshaw. The Penguins with the point. DHX 22-17.
And that was a crucial volley there, because whoever's going to get these next 5 or 6 points, I think, will win the match. The best of the next 7 will win it, I think.
22-17. We'll take our inventory after and see if DHX is right. He may be. He usually is. Here's the bump now by Wells into the back row. Pecora kills it off of the hands of Reginato. Reginato bending down. They couldn't do anything with it. 22-18. And now the Redhawks have called timeout under their head coach, Melissa Church, and I think that's probably a smart move, DHX.
I think so. They can sense that something's not going well here for the Redhawks. They're starting to give back points, and Dominican, I think, starting to feel that they might have a chance to come out. They got to move right now. 22-18 is the score, Simpson leading. I think Dominican starts moving right now. They can set them up and still have a little small margin for error. They got to start moving right now, though. They let this game get to 26-27 points and still be in a deficit, and it's not going to look good. We're going to end up going to a tie-breaking set.
Radio.Dominican.edu, your official home for DU Athletics fans. Every home game from the Conlin Center, basketball or volleyball, they'll all be live on the air worldwide. Here's Marin Dermody to serve for the Penguins. They trail by 4, they being the mighty DUs, and the put down by Wells. After the Redhawks couldn't get anything going whatsoever, Wells smacks it down there, and the Penguins climb to within 3, 22-19. Dermody on a nice roll here, keeping the Penguins with the momentum. And here is Marin, folks. She has the single ponytail in the back. She serves it back there to Bagshaw. They go back row. None of the Penguins could get on it as Dermody fell away from the ball. It was dinked up there by Fussell. Fussell thought she was going to be able to save it, 23-19. And we'll see if that is a big momentum shift. Now serving for the Redhawks, Spangler. Here's a nice forward set to Pecora. Pecora to Bagshaw. Pecora puts it down again. Boy, Pecora smoked it to Bagshaw. All Bagshaw could do to save it was put it back up over the front row, and Pecora put it down again. Pecora with as good a kill shot as anybody in the league. Here's Wagner. She's back in there as Davis has left the floor. 23-22. And now Pecora with the block. And the Penguins with the point, 23-21. And Ashley Wells to serve. Boy, that Fussell is just really animated tonight. And Gangler with a down shot after a poor acceptance by the Redhawks. 23-22. The Penguins just about to tie things up. It'd be nice. Back row Wells. Nice serve. Now the setup to Brittany Baldwin. And off of Amanda Wagner's arms. And the Redhawks go back on top, 24-22. Just as the Penguins were mounting a massive charge, the march of the Penguins, really. And now a nice serve, and the Penguins pick it up after a great bump. Oh, the Penguins somehow save it into the back row, Fussell. What? And the Penguins are clapping.
There's a whistle.
I'm not sure what happened. Vince Hall has looked over at the coach of the Redhawks and given the point awarded to the Penguins, 24-23. Not sure what happened. Somebody hit the net. Here's Pecora with the serve. Pecora down low. Oh, what a serve. Now they get it over to Bagshaw, the killer. Saved by Chavez. One-arm dig by Wells. It goes back over. Now Brittany Baldwin picks it up. The back set. Here goes Bagshaw. Oh, brother. Gangler and Fussell went up for the block. And, boy, when Bagshaw gets a jump, when she gets a clean look, DHX, it's tough stuff, 25-23. Redhawks with the win. There's Brittany Baldwin. She gets it over front row. No. Baldwin hits the tape and it rolls, 26-23. Boy, that was a serve of fortune. A fortuitous serve there for Baldwin. Now over the middle. Uh-oh. Fussell with a terrible bump. And Bagshaw got too excited and killed it out of bounds, DHX. She didn't need to do that. 26-24.
The Penguins very fortunate on that one. Bagshaw had a put away, an easy shot, and she decided to get fancy, send it out of bounds.
Chavez with the serve now for the Penguins. They trail by two. Oh, back row, it's in. Oh, the Penguins let it go. Pecora and Chavez backed up on it, 27-24. Roger Goodwin up on his feet. Goodwin, he's sick. Here's the serve by the Redhawks. Comer, Penguins, they've got it. Here's Fussell, back row, Baldwin with the save. Now the back set. Oh, back row. The Penguins pick up the point, 27-25. Oh, Roger Goodwin with a sourpuss. He is looking sick.
Yeah, he's not.
Here's Wagner. Hasn't missed a serve in two nights. Wagner. Oh, just another perfecto. The Penguins on top, reaching. Oh, a two-touch right in front of Marin Dermody, 27-26. Can the Penguins hold on? DHX, this is huge. Here's Wagner.
On the edge of our seats here at Conlin.
Oh, man. Wagner with the big serve into the middle. It's bumped out of play into the grandstands. Tie game, 27-all.
Oh, this is exciting right here. Fans are on their feet.
27-all. Timeout called by the Redhawks. DHX. Boy, I think if you were the coach, you'd do the same thing. The Penguins have rallied back the whole game. And they've tied it in this game. The Penguins win this game, DHX. They win the match against the 5-0 in conference 5-0 Redhawks from Simpson University.
Now Simpson really on the defensive, coming in 5-0. They have to stop the Penguins from scoring 3 points in this game, or they're packing their bags to go home without a win for the first time this year.
You are absolutely right. The Penguins have just been creeping up on them the whole game. And we are ready to go, fans. Amanda Wagner, who's not missed a serve in two nights, serving for the Penguins, 27 up. Roger Goodwin with a few last second words of encouragement. And now that's alive, and whistles are blowing. Rose Chavez with a masterful save. What happened?
Vince Hall called a two-touch.
Two-touch on Chavez. I can't believe it. I think that referee called that a little too soon, but nobody arguing. 28-27. Bagwell with the serve. Bagwell? What am I calling it? It's Bagshaw.
Oh,
and now the kill Dermody. Put down by Merritt Dermody after Bagshaw serves it over the Penguins with a perfect set. 28 up. DHX very nervous. His body language tells the story. Jenna Fussell, number 10 Fussell. Gets it over nicely. Bagshaw with the bump. Now the forward set. The Penguins with a great... Oh! The Penguins with a great block. Dermody and Wells go up. Match point.
Match point on the line.
29-28. You must win by two. Fussell to serve. Penguin fans up on their feet. Penguins have a chance to put it away. Here is Fussell. A perfect serve into the back row. The bump up there by Bagshaw. Now the Penguins into the back row. Fussell with a bump. Back set. No, forward set to Pecora. Oh, and the Penguins win it. Pecora puts it down. And the Penguins are victorious over the 5-0 Redhawks.
And the Penguins say goodnight. No more undefeated season in the conference. Absolutely stunning play driven right into the throat of the front line of Simpson. And the Penguins get the win in four games.
Wow, 30-28 fans. The Penguins came out tonight. They lost the first game. And then they managed to eke things back.
The Lady Penguins win in four over Simpson.
The subsequent three games as they do the low five under the net. Winning game four by a score of 30-28. DHX, a superb job there. I think we're still okay.
Right.
We should be good. All right. Man, the Penguins taking down the 5-0. Conference leaders, the Redhawks out of Simpson. They eke past them. Boy, what a great game. So there you go for DHX and for the rest of the communications department under which we are under the direction
of
Melba Beals. This is Stuart Horn signing off, radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins in four. Our next broadcast is the Lady Penguins take on Pacific Union College right here at the Conlon Center, 7 o'clock, side out, 6:50 for the pregame with DHX. That'll be on Tuesday, September 26th. We'll see you then on radio.dominican.edu.
Thank you very much. Make sure you tune in.